Hello, podcast family. Welcome to another moment with me on Parenting Corner. Here in Parenting Corner, we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your lovely host, Oluwakwelu Regenet. Yeah, so this week's episode, I intend to talk on something that many parents know about, but very few parents get to practice it. Many parents know that their children should be listened to. Many parents know that they should grant at least a level of attention to their children. But some are probably the busyness of life, the also and bustle of life and all that gets to take their time away from their children. Or some just do not really know how to go about it. So on this week's episode of Parenting Corner, I want to talk to every parent out there on creating time to listen to your children, creating time to bond with your children, creating time to click with your children. You know, it's very important for parents to understand that beyond being a parent to your child, you should be your child's friend, you should be your child's confidant, you should be your child's this partner. That's the way I can put it. So, and it starts from creating time to spend with them, creating time to listen to them, creating time to build a relationship with them. Every relationship requires time, right? Time and communication. So also the relationship with your children, you should invest time. You should invest communication with your children. Listen to them, and the communication should not be one-sided. It's not just you trying to put out instruction, trying to tell them this is what you should do, this is what it should be and all that. It should be a two-way communication. Communication from you, communication from them, feedback from you, feedback from them. So you want to create time to listen to your children. Grant them attention. Let them talk to you, whatever they have to say. Don't be the kind of parent that shut up your children when they want to say something. Come on, shut up. What do you know? What do you have to say? So be quick to hear them out. Even the Bible says, quick to hear, slow to speak. So be quick to hear them out. Let them share their feelings with you. Let them share how their day went. You could just come back and say, oh, Tayo, how did your day go? So let them share their feelings with you. Probably I remember there was a particular time a young girl, my student, walked up to me and was like, is it okay to have feelings for a boy? She was asking because she had this feeling for somebody and she does not just know what to do with it. And I can imagine I'm not having anybody to talk to, what it could have led to. So let them share their feelings with you. Be open-ended. Be open to them. Don't be the kind of person that just shuts them up. Let them contribute to family matters. Yes, they are part of the family, so they should contribute to family matter. It's not odd to say, oh, what do you think about this? You want to make a major decision in the family. And even though you just want to say, okay, what's your thought about this? Yes, they might be young, but let them share. Let them contribute to family matters. Don't shut them down all the time. When there was a family discussion, give them the opportunity to air their views without your disdain. Yeah, there's a parent that when the child will say, what are you even saying? Because you don't understand life yet. Those kind of statements keeps that child in his or her shell and makes that child not to be free with your parents. So let them air their view. Give them the opportunity to talk. You say what you don't know, all those things, and say, what are you saying? You're saying what you don't know. Allow them talk, whether they are right or wrong. Listen to them. Listen to them allows them to be expressive. They become free to open up to you, and then you can know how to correct them. Many children, we cannot really correct them because they are putting up a front with us. But when you are free with them, there is a relationship. They are free to talk to you. They share their struggles with you. You can guide them on the right path. You can direct them on the right path. Like the guy that came to me, we're able to talk it through, able to give counsel, able to give advice, make her understand some things. But if she had kept that to herself, it could have led to many other things I would not be able to talk about now. So they become free to you when you allow them to talk to you. When you do not discourage them from talking, and when you listen to them, they don't bottle up their feelings. But when you do the otherwise, they bottle up their feelings. Things happening with them, you don't know. I know what that can mean. So I want to encourage every parent out there, first of all, to create time with their children. Be your child's friend. Talk to them. And communication, like I said, should not be one-sided. You're not just concerned about how their day went. Tell them how your day went so and say, oh, do you know today was really, really deep. I had to battle with this, and this was how I overcame this. Somehow they are learning. Somehow you are raising them in a way to understand what life is all about. So build communication with your child. Listen to them. Talk to them. So be their friend. Gist with them. Create that time. Let them be your friend. That way you are helping them to be more expressive, to be more open, and you are you'll be able to direct them in the right path more. And self, it's a way of relaxing. So create relaxing time by gisting with your children. I hope you learned something from this week's episode. Let's talk again next week. And don't forget to follow me on WhatsApp, on Facebook at Ekunle Pelumi, and on Twitter at ParentingPodNJ. Do have a lovely week ahead. Bye.